asparagus out of the can was a big one growing up. I thought that was the way asparagus came. Whenever I started working at a restaurant and I saw that asparagus is actually like a solid, you know, thing, I don't know what I thought asparagus was growing up, whether I thought it grew in the sea or what, because it was so, because when you get it out of a can, it's like a liquid, you know, but it didn't bother me. I was like, this fulfills the green, corn, good corn. We got a lot of vegetables, fresh from, this one vegetable stand, that made great, Bolt peanuts. They're Bolt. That's how I believe it is on the sign. B-O-I-L apostrophe T. So the boiled peanuts were very good. Watermelon was another good one. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't stay too much in that. I remember that I hated squash. Squash actually had a gag reflex. Like I could not swallow it. I don't know why. I think I just couldn't eat it. Like I would like eat it and then like go through and then run to the trash can and like throw up. It wasn't anything to do with my mother's cooking. It was squash. And to this day, I still, you know, really don't like squash, you know?
Everybody gets an exemption, I think.
Everybody gets one veggie that they don't like, you know?
That's the rule at my house.
And then as you grow up, you begin to like it again. That's what they told me. Mm-hmm. Because I used to like cantaloupe when I was real little, and I don't particularly care for cantaloupe.
So did y'all go to church and then go to your granny's?
We went to church. We had a very interesting, damn it, Janet. We had a very interesting way of doing church. And that was that our parents wanted us to go to church, regardless of whether they went to church or not. I remember having to go to Sunday school, and my mother driving us there in her pajamas and dropping us off and then going back home and going to bed and then coming back and picking us up. And that drove me nuts. So the day that I didn't have to go to church, my butt stayed in the bed. And it's been there ever since.
Is church a big deal in Roswell, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Methodist church is a very big gathering. Methodist preacher, very well known in the community, super nice guy. Seems to be lots of Methodists. It's growing less in size, I think, because it's kind of moving farther to the outskirts. In fact, the other day, I just heard, background again. Sometimes I jump around in my story. The church used to be relatively close to the square. Methodist Church is close to the square. This is closer to downtown Roswell, my old church. And we had a good following, you know, a lot of people went, a lot of old people, you know, basically how it went. And then we decided to move to accommodate growth in the church. And made a deal with the city, had this other land where we used to Easter egg hunt. Easter egg hunt was a big thing. Always loved the Easter egg hunt. We used to have a little carnival over there. Very interesting. But they were going to move the church, and we were building the church and just trying to get it done just as fast as possible.